This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's time for the news. Let's find out what's happening out in the world. Where Shelley is there with that.
Mm-hmm. And it includes, there's a petition to get Bezos to do what now? And she got how many boxes? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Holding a phone while you're driving is now against the law in Virginia. If one of these idiots hits you, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So we're dealing with a little bit of Claudette today. A tropical storm now, sustained winds at 40 miles per hour. The center of circulation was a bit east-southeast of Raleigh. It's moved since then. It has gained some strength while it was over land, but the bands over water did intensify as well, so it's up from a tropical depression. It's moving east-northeast at 25 miles per hour. It is forecasted to strengthen some and pretty much roll right over just below us, so we're going to get like the edges of this. Now, this morning, Kill Devil Hills is feeling the effects. The tropical storm warnings are up the coast of North Carolina, but it is expected to move fast, so by this afternoon, we'll be seeing the sun again. This morning, though, a lot of us going to get wet. Some of us going to get blown by the winds.
Hello.
As I said on 13 News Now this morning, it's not the worst storm we've ever seen. And it is nothing like they saw in Alabama over the weekend, where a woman explained how she was literally sucked out of her mobile home.
Next thing I know, the walls came falling out and I went flying out the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They also had a horrible fatal crash due to hydroplaning. There's been flooding reported in North Carolina as well. And the storm does come on the first full day of summer. Yesterday was the longest day of the year. Today is the longest Monday. So, you know, Garfield hating that. It's officially summer, though. The solstice 2021 began Sunday at 11:32 p.m. Eastern time, according to USA Today. If you're planning to book a summer getaway, quote, you better book something now. That, according to the experts, people are getting back out, and due to high demand, you will see higher lodging rates and associated travel costs.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the issue of staffing for flights, which is the big problem with American Airlines. Yeah, that's a big name when it comes to flying.
Huge.
And more than 100 American airline flights are canceled today alone, following cancellations over the weekend as well. American said that they canceled hundreds of flights because of staff and maintenance shortages, along with other issues like bad weather. I mean, Claudette, the storm and all. But 300 flights were canceled between Saturday and Sunday. American Airlines says that about 100 flights could be canceled every single day through the middle of July. Now, they will also be trying to notify customers in advance if their flights are canceled, mm-hmm. and they will also try to provide an opportunity for customers to rebook, but, you know, no promises.
Right. Yeah, that's all they can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Now, meanwhile, with flying, though, there is another Jeff Bezos petition. The last one from Stupid News was to have him buy the Mona Lisa and eat it just because he can. Yeah, which is kind of the reason that he gave when he announced that he's going to be going to space next month, that he
right.
can afford to do it, so he's going to go. He's always wanted to go, you know,
sure.
I mean, who doesn't want to go to space? But he's going to fly into space on July 20th for Blue Origin's first human flight of the New Shepard rocket. Well, now there are petitions to stop Jeff Bezos' Earth re-entry on that flight.
Yeah, yeah. We're signing a petition so Bezos can never come back to Earth.
Yep. They have collected more than 41,000 signatures between them. The one with the most signatures is called Do Not Allow Jeff Bezos to Return to Earth. Some people who signed wrote messages like, being let back into Earth is a privilege, not a right. Also, Earth don't want people like Jeff, Bill, Elon, and other such billionaires. There's another petition called Petition to Not Allow Jeff Bezos Re-entry to Earth. It's got more than 18,000 signatures, and people said things like, Bezos is an evil overlord, hellbent on global domination. The fate of humanity is in your hands.
All right. Answer this for me if you can. Who started the petitions and where do they go? Because petitions are, in fact, you are petitioning
mm-hmm.
an organization or a government or a body to do something. So who would you present these petitions to?
Yeah.
So that Bezos can never come back to Earth.
I mean, that's clearly not going to happen. But both of them are aiming close to getting 25,000 signatures. That makes two of them the top signed petitions on change.org right now. The flight that Bezos is going to be taking is 11 minutes. It's right up to the edge of space where they will unbuckle and float for, what was it, like 3 minutes before they buckle back in and come back to Earth.
Sweet.
They're going to be strapped in a dome-shaped capsule, which sits on top of the rocket booster. Mm-hmm. Once New Shepard reaches the imaginary boundary 62 miles above the Earth's surface, the capsule will separate from the booster, re-enter the atmosphere, and then float back down to Earth with the help of parachutes.
This is awesome. I can't wait to see this. Hey, I give the guy a lot of credit. He's riding it up there.
It's true.
You know?
He is. And he's taking his brother with him.
Yeah. But, I mean, apparently they've deemed that safe somehow.
Yeah.
Apparently this is a great idea, I guess.
I mean, if he's willing to do it, he's got to feel strongly about the safety of it.
Space tourism?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
It's the beginning. Yep. Elsewhere, I wanted to mention this because it is important. The Red Cross put out an urgent plea that they need your blood, especially if you have like type O blood. They really need that. But there is a blood drive in Norfolk set up for today, and you can get Tides tickets and a gift card just for making a donation. It's open to the public. It's at the Sheraton Norfolk Waterside. It's happening between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. All donors get a $5 Amazon electronic gift card. And you get a ticket to a September Tides home game, all courtesy of the Red Cross.
Nice.
But the timing of the gift card is perfect because it's also Amazon Prime Day today and tomorrow. So a lot of stuff's on sale.
Yeah, I went on their website this morning. I mean, you know, it's the usual stuff. It's a lot of electronics and things like that.
Well, they are saying that there might not be quite as many deals like specific products this year because a lot of small businesses that sell through Amazon can't afford it. About 60% of the stuff that we buy on Amazon comes from a third-party seller.
Sure.
And a lot of them don't have the same deep discounts as they usually do, partly because costs are up from the pandemic and they don't have as much overstock. So profit margins are a bit tighter. For the past 2 weeks, Amazon has been offering $10 in credit if people spent $10 on select products from small businesses. So hopefully that helps a little bit. But there are tons of websites that are listing all the Amazon deals. So if you're interested, I mean, they say you can sign up for Prime for like 30 days for free as a trial too.
Oh, really?
And just jump right on and be a part of it for the
stuff,
sale today. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile with Amazon, back on June 5th, a woman named Jillian Cannon started getting bombarded with Amazon and UPS deliveries at her home in New York, in Buffalo, New York. Yeah. A lot of them on pallets that were dropped off by big trucks.
What?
At first, she assumed that they were supplies her small business partner had ordered, but then she started opening some of the boxes and she found thousands of silicone support frames to use inside of face masks. She said, quote, "I called Amazon to try to get them back, and they explained to me that they were officially mine to keep since they had been delivered to my home. Finally, she was able to convince the company to track down the original order and remove her address from it. They were also able to stop the additional 1,000-plus boxes that were set to ship out."
Oh, my gosh.
She said her and her four kids are trying to turn a negative into a positive by donating the brackets for a Decorate Your Face Mask party at the Children's Hospital.
Wow.
No word on how she got on the list in the first place.
But now she's got to get rid of this crap.
Yep. Now you got thousands of boxes, just pallets and pallets.
That's what you said, pallets.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to hire somebody to come get this junk.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
That sucks.
Elsewhere in the news today, we are expecting an announcement from the governor today about vaccinations. An update. This is their reopening Military Circle Mall as a mass vaccination site. That's going to start tomorrow. They'll start giving out the shots again there. Mm-hmm. The goal still being to get 70% of Americans with at least one shot by July 4th, although we kind of know at this point that's probably not going to happen. But with all of this, things are reopening. Like 15 months after shutting down for the pandemic, New York's Radio City Music Hall reopened its doors on Saturday for the Tribeca Festival premiere of the new Dave Chappelle documentary.
Oh, interesting.
The audience for the debut of Dave Chappelle, this time, this place, had to be fully vaccinated. It was a full capacity crowd. It was the first time that the Midtown Hall was packed since it closed back in March of 2020 due to the pandemic. That marks the longest spell that the venue has been shut down since it opened in 1932. Because really, I mean, what's another reason that it would shut down for that long? The premiere on Saturday, which was the closing night for the 20th Tribeca Festival, was seen as a symbolic reawakening of the arts in New York.
God, I hope so. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dave Grohl played Madison Square Garden last night.
It wasn't the only thing to reopen in New York. Just in time for Father's Day, Madison Square Garden had its first big full-on concert. A guy named John Moglia was shocked when his daughter Jennifer revealed that she had scored tickets to that Foo Fighters show on Father's Day at Madison Square Garden. Jennifer said that her dad hadn't been to a show in 2 years, and the Foo Fighters and Madison Square Garden are very special to both of them.
We're going to Madison Square Garden to see the Foo Fighters tonight.
Get the
f*** out of here. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so serious.
Oh my God.
Section 110.
Wow. I am shocked.
Good! That was the point! I did it.
Oh, yeah, nice. So how was your Father's Day comparatively? Yeah. Others at the show said,
I feel great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad the city is here. It's opened.
The last event I went to was December 2019. And now I'm glad the first event, like big event that I'm going back to is at Madison Square Garden. Where else?
It's amazing to go to a concert after almost 2 years.
And there was a special guest at the show. You know, he was in town anyways for the whole Tribeca Film Festival.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle jumped up on stage and sang. They did a cover of the Radiohead song Creep. Uh-huh. And Dave Chappelle jumped up and sang with the Foo Fighters.
Would you please welcome our lead vocals, Dave Chappelle, here to come up and sing his song.
And he's awful, by the way.
It's so funny because you could tell it's him.
Oh, yes.
You could, I mean, that is so clearly Dave Chappelle here. I could give you a longer version.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's so clearly him.
I saw Stevie Wonder, 3-4 years ago in D.C., and Dave Chappelle came out.
Oh, yeah?
And sang. And he says, Stevie, you know we're going to be on YouTube tomorrow. And he was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he just cannot sing.
Singing is not his thing.
But he's, he's a good sport.
Oh, yeah, he's having fun, and so it makes
absolutely.
You have fun.
Talking.
Yes. And it's still in his cadence somehow. And that's where it
that's fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I know. And then finally this today, holding your breath is free. So this is definitely a more expensive way to do it. But scientists say they have finally come up with a product that will cure the hiccups.
Yeah, this is wild, right?
It's an L-shaped straw. It is called the Hickaway. It launched on Kickstarter about a year ago. A new study found that it works about 92% of the time. So the way it works, two holes at the bottom of the straw create a small amount of pressure when you drink water through it. That pressure repositions your diaphragm just enough to stop the hiccups immediately.
Say hello to Hickaway, the guaranteed way to get rid of hiccups. Dr. Safi created a device that is a quick, foolproof way to say goodbye to your hiccups. The device is created with two holes of different diameters precisely placed. Just sip some water through the straw, and Hickaway will do the rest. Hickaway creates enough pressure to lower the diaphragm and eliminate hiccups.
Yep, that's our ad on Kickstarter. You can get one on Amazon for $15 regularly. I don't know if it's going to have a Prime Day deal.
I looked it up this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's $15, and it's $5 to ship it.
So now it's
$20.
Uh-huh.
Why do I bristle at the $5 to ship it?
Because
if they just told me it was $20 and the shipping was free, I'd have paid it.
Yes.
What's up with this?
I do the same thing.
I hate that. I'd pay that much money.
But it's because I'm already paying for Prime, you know? So
I guess that's it, yeah.
I feel like I already paid my shipping dues.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't charge me for shipping. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've already paid for shipping. Come on.
Man, come on.
I click the only Prime button so that I don't even see anything that's not available for Prime shipping.
There you go, yeah. You know? I don't want it if it's going to take 3 weeks.
Yeah, really. and cost me $5.99.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, get that out of here. Around here today, we do have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, but it's supposed to clear up by like 2 o'clock this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the 90s, southeast winds 7 to 16 miles per hour, cloudy tonight, 77 as your low, and then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 80s for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 76 degrees, on and off rain, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Nicely played. 7:17 now. At FM 99. How was your Father's Day at the Winter House?
It was nice, I guess.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah. Did you guys do anything?
Well, she gave him the card early where she had drawn at school. It was
cool.
Daddy that she drew. And then they were like, what are you drawing on top of Daddy? And she said, fire. So she gave him that lovely card, and he got his T-shirts, and we got some
nice
giant burritos because that's what he wanted to eat.
Oh, and good.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did he laugh his ass off on fire?
He did enjoy that.
That
yeah.
sounds like something that would just crack him up.
Yeah, it was pretty perfect. Yeah. We went and saw my dad on Saturday. We went swimming over there for a while.
Oh, okay.
And so we have this we have an emergency kids potty in the back of my car. For, you know, emergency. So we're about to leave my dad's house, and all of a sudden Winter has an emergency, and not enough time to get into my dad's house. She had to take a dump right there in the back of my car.
Really?
Yeah. And so Eric's going to take the little toilet in to
get rid of the dump.
Yeah, in my dad's house, and he's walking up the front stairs, and somehow he rolled his ankle on the stair. And went to grab the railing, but the railing gave out on him. It like wasn't on there right. So he falls and just covers himself in poop and pee. And you can see him give up on life. Like he falls and then he just lets go and rolls over on his back.
Yes.
And then he stands up like a minute later because he expected me to react, but I'm in the car dealing with the dog and the kid or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And or my phone. I don't know. Probably staring at my phone. And so I don't react. So he stands up and you just see him stand still for a minute and just like look around. And then my dad comes out like, are you okay? And it's because it was all on the Ring camera.
Oh, yeah.
So he posted the video on his Instagram page.
To his credit, I watched that video three times in a row.
Yep.
I laughed my ass. I'm sorry.
I did too.
He got back in the car so angry.
When
he was covered in poop and pee.
I know. When you said you can see him give up on life, there is a moment in that video that's exactly what you see. Just like, F this.
Yep.
I'm just going to lay here for a minute, get myself together.
Because I know what's ahead of me, and it's cleaning up all this poop and pee.
Yep.
I'm watching it again.
Oh, my God. Funny.
I don't think that has audio for some reason, but my dad comes out and just goes, are you okay? And Eric's like, yeah, but there's poop everywhere. And my dad just goes, oh. That's all he says.
And he turns around and walks away. You're still out here alone, sport. How's that? Poor guy.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, no.
I was so sad I didn't see it in person. I immediately, when he got in the car mad, I was like, what happened to you? And he told me he was so angry. And I immediately texted Shorty and I was like, send me the Ring video. Like, I need to see this now.
Oh, really? Wow.
I can't.
Happy Father's Day. That's fantastic.
He looked, I mean, even though it's a little blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
the emotion comes right through the screen at you.
When he gets up and he's just standing there like, looking around at it all.
We all know how much Eric hates the sun. And he rolls on his back.
Yes.
In the sun.
He's in the sun. Like, take me now. It's over.
It's on his Instagram. What is it? Eric Does Voices, I think, is what his Instagram is.
Yeah.
If you want to.
It's hysterical.
Oh, so good.
And like I said, to his credit, he posted it of himself.
Yes.
Because he recognizes just how. And plus, there are so many people that can relate to this moment. That video is a metaphor for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I chased my girlfriend down to show her the video. I was crying so hard. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. So I couldn't explain to her what I was about to show her at first.
Uh-huh.
It took me several moments to catch my breath.
I was laughing immediately despite his anger, but that eventually switched him over to laughing about it, too.
Well, thank God. Yeah. Right? This could ruin our whole day.
Or
could be the beginning of a funny...
He was like, it's not funny yet, but give me time. Tragedy plus time equals comedy. I need a minute.
Oh, man.
It was his dada ankles right there.
His dada ankles. That's right. I forgot the ankles. They just give out. He has these ankles that give out.
Lord. And it did.
Oh, my. Wow. Too good.
Yes,
too damn good.
So good.
There was that.
There you go. So we did that. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a great Father's Day.
Yeah.